If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's talk first about the father of the Highland Park shooter who pled guilty on Monday. What did you think of the sentence?
Well, it wasn't a long sentence, but I think it still will send a message. And, you know, in a case like this, even just being charged changes a person's life. If you don't think that, then, you know, talk to someone who's been charged. Even though he'll only do 60 days and, 100 hours of community service, this has changed his life. He probably spent tens of thousands of dollars on attorney's fees. He probably got hate mail and death threats. And, you know, this is something that's a life changer. So I think it will send a message to parents that when a kid has all of the signs of being a mass shooter, that can't be ignored. You've got to get your kid help. You've got to get your kid a place where there's no guns. And I hope that message goes out to everyone.
So you think that sentence is enough of a deterrent?
I mean, you know, the most he could have gotten would have been 3 years, and he probably wouldn't have gotten that just because he didn't have a criminal record. So I'm not sure that anyone's tracking how many days he's spending in jail, but I think the message goes out. I do think that it's sufficient to you know, basically warn parents that they can be held responsible even for their adult children.
In New York, the Trump civil trial continues today with Ivanka on the stand. And do you think she will be combative as her father was the other day?
My guess is that she's going to be very different. I've seen, and I think we all have seen her kind of pulling away from the family a little bit, kind of distancing herself from her father. My guess is that she's very reluctantly coming there. She lodged all kinds of defenses, like she needed a babysitter or something ridiculous. But she did do business there, and she was intimately involved in these transactions and acquiring properties and negotiating loans. So her testimony is going to be very, very important. I think she may take the Fifth Amendment. I think she may plead the Fifth here, because anything she says, if it's not untrue, could incriminate her. And, you know, if she did know about the inflated values here, I mean, that could turn into a criminal charge. So I think she is smarter and more careful than maybe the other Trumps. And I think we're going to see a less combative side of the Trump family.
On Monday, when Donald Trump was going at it with the judge, do you think he was trying to bait him? Do you think the strategy there was try to come up with something that may lead to a successful appeal for the Trump side?
I've heard that, and I've heard lawyers opine that that was the case. I really don't think so, Bob. I think that there was no strategy here. I think that he would rather be, as they say, strong and wrong than weak and right. And, you know, if you look at the substance of what he said, there was one question where he was asked, who's responsible for detecting fraud? And Trump said, everyone. And in that sentence, and in that question and that answer, he basically threw his whole family under the bus, because the judge could hang on to that, those words to say, everyone was responsible for making sure that these values were correct, and Trump himself said that. So again, this is just unprecedented behavior, and I will say, I have seen people on the stand who do less than what he did, and the judge insists on a mental competency exam, because most people who are under oath and who are a defendant do not act like this, do not act just completely disrespectful and volatile, not answer the question even after he's been warned. So this is something you just don't see, Bob. You just don't see it in court.
But it's a foregone conclusion that the verdict will be appealed, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It will. And, you know, the judge has been careful. The judge is obviously angry and does not like this kind of conduct. But, you know, again, he holds the key here. And as I say all the time, the time for you to anger your hairstylist is not when she's got the scissors in her hand. And this judge can decide the verdict here based upon, is Mr. Trump contrite? Did he take responsibility for his actions? Will he do this again? And so all of those questions seem to me to be answered no by his conduct. So the judge can certainly use this behavior to to really, you know, to really harm him, to fine him millions of dollars and to stop him from doing business in New York.
Well, maybe the strategy is a political one and not a legal one, and you wonder what...
That's probably the case.
And you wonder what his lawyers are saying or if they have any control. In Washington... Well, go ahead, Karen. Sorry.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and that's the other thing. The lawyers seem to be going along with it, which I will tell you is just, you know, you've got to rein someone in like that. I mean, it's nice to make your comments and get your donations, but this could land him in serious trouble, including additional criminal charges, because if he's perjuring himself and saying that, yeah, I was responsible for these fraudulent evaluations, then there could be more charges. So the lawyer's job here is not politics, it's to keep him out of jail.
In D.C., the prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation testified before Congress Tuesday. How unusual was this?
It's really unprecedented because a prosecutor who is investigating and overseeing an investigation doesn't testify in the middle of that investigation because there's ongoing issues and ongoing witnesses and inquiries being made. And so he rightly, he testified. He wasn't blocked from anyone. He didn't talk to Merrick Garland. He's using his independent judgment. And he basically said that. But as to any other questions, he really couldn't, you know, define what he's doing because that is just against what prosecutors do. So I don't know where they were going with that, trying to determine that there was some blocking and that Hunter Biden was getting some sort of preferential treatment, but I don't think they got it from this guy.
The interview was 7 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's unprecedented. And I will say, defense lawyers will tell you this across the board, the U.S. Attorney's Office is really, really apolitical. I know people are going to say, yeah, that's wrong. But these are career prosecutors. These are people who have been under different presidents and different administrations, and they go after people. They don't really care who they are. I don't see that has been proven here, nor probably will be.
More from Karen Conti on the radio here Sunday afternoon from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Thank you, Karen. Have a good day.
You too.